USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
I believe that's the likeliest outcome.
In other news,
the man is pathetic.
Former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani calling Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen a habitual liar. Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
But unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump trying to fulfill one of his main campaign promises to build the wall. The president willing to shut down the government in order to get the money to fund the completion of the project, but Democrats not on board. The Homeland Security Secretary, a guest on Fox News. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
On Fox and Friends, Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen was asked if she agrees with the president's statement that a government shutdown would be worth it to get more funding for border wall construction.
I think the president is being a leader on this. He is drawing a line and he is saying we either going to have security or we're not. It's our sovereign responsibility to do so. He takes it very seriously. He's asking Congress to do their job.
Better relations to the North. The U.S. Secretary of Defense and State met with their Canadian counterparts Friday and discussed a variety of issues. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chrystia Freeland says the U.S. is its most important partner.
We share the world's longest undefended border, and we are each other's largest export market.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
ABC News, part of the mainstream media, which has shown bias toward President Trump, finds audio from 2016 of the president's new acting press secretary bashing him in a public forum. But that's before the two men ever met, and Mike Mulvaney's team calling this audio old news. USA Radio's Chris Barnes sorts out the facts from Washington, D.C.
Do I like Donald Trump? No. Was he a role model for my sons? Absolutely not.
That's then Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney in 2016 before he'd ever met Donald Trump, saying he doesn't like him. ABC News locating this audio in which he also says,
yes, I'm supporting Donald Trump. I'm doing so as enthusiastically as I can, given the fact I think he's a terrible human being.
If you didn't catch it, Mulvaney there calls Trump a terrible human being. A Mulvaney spokesman says this is old news and that Mulvaney now fully supports President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So who is Mike Mulvaney? Details now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The former South Carolina congressman was selected to head the Office of Management and Budget early in the Trump administration. Now people like Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life Committee are pleased with the selection of the 51-year-old Mulvaney to serve the post in an acting capacity.
He had a 100% pro-life voting record. He's a great guy, and I know he will do a wonderful job as chief of staff for President Trump.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.